Good morning, and welcome once again to the Weed Nova Daily Devotional, the Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Sunday, August 20th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is His Fullness in Us. Our text taken from the book of John chapter 3 verse 34. For he who God has sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Pastor Chris says, Christ in you signifies that God resides in you in his fullness, not in parts, nor in a measure. This is an immensely significant truth, one that cannot be overstated. Just as the Holy Spirit dwelt in Christ, He now dwells in you. Have you really taken the time to contemplate this truth? Colossians chapter 1 verse 19, referring to the Lord Jesus, says that in Him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. We can readily accept that the fullness of God dwells in Jesus, but the same is true for us in Christ Jesus. Just as we read that it pleased the Father to have all the fullness of God dwell in Jesus, Colossians 2:10 says, and we are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. Now you can better understand why Paul would pray in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 19, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. He wanted them to experience this ministry of the Holy Spirit and come to the realization of this truth about the indwelling fullness of God. Ephesians chapter 1 verses 22 and 23 says, we, the church, are His body, where the fullness of Him that fills all in all. Hallelujah! John chapter 1 verse 16 from the Amplified Classic says, for out of His fullness, abundance, we have all received. This is God's purpose for us, to be filled with the fullness. So, not only is this a possibility, it's our reality in Christ. He lives within every fiber of your being, in your spirit, soul, and body. Understanding this message is transformative. It's what will change the world, but we must act on it. Hallelujah! Please take this confession with me. I'm full of God. I've received His fullness, His ability, wisdom, grace, power and strength. His glory is in me and expressed through me. Therefore, my life is a continuous manifestation of Christ and the supernatural. I impact my world with the power and dominion of Christ's righteousness that I bear. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read John chapter 3 verse 34 and Colossians chapter 2 verses 9 and 10. There's a portion I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, He lives within every fiber of your being, in your spirit, soul, and body. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like to have a copy of this beautiful devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.